Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today on this Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And so the Church continues with its feast days, and of course the great feast day of Our Lady, Mother of God, Blessed Mother Mary, Mother of God, on January 1st this week. Coming up this week, so we hope that you're able to make it to Mass to celebrate that great feast day as well. But today we have the Feast of the Holy Family, and you know, maybe we've experienced a family in this last week, and you know, maybe it was, some was good, some was not so good. But really, we have to ask ourselves, if it was not so good, you know, why? Am I spiritually fed? Am I forgiving? Am I tolerant? Am I loving? And these are the things that we need, the skills that we need to communicate with other people, especially if they happen to be sicker than we are. Okay? Because we're all sick in a certain way, the spiritual sickness that we have. We are away from our home, which is heaven. And we need to learn how to work with one another, to deal with one another. And if we're not going to Mass regularly, if we're not receiving the sacraments regularly, especially baptism, my brothers and sisters, you know, if you have not gotten your children baptized, you know, there's we can go into infant baptism at another point, but it's to remember that this, how powerful this sacrament is for our children. And not only that, but going to church for our children, taking our children and our grandchildren to church, taking them to Mass. How important that is to show them the traditions. And, you know, I saw quite a bit of that this last week. You know, you see grandparents taking the grandchildren to church where the parents have totally neglected it. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, parents out there, moms and dads, you are going to be judged on this. You're going to be judged on it, on whether you have failed to do that or not. And if it's, you think it's too late, it's never too late. It's never too late. Whether your children have grown and moved out of the house, it's never too late to come back to Mass, to come back to the church, and to encourage your children, to continue to encourage your children. So let us continue on. We're going to go into that. But a big part of today is about the fourth commandment, honoring thy mother and thy father. So we're going to go right into the readings. And also, in case you're interested in anything more about the Catholic Church, you can go to holyfamilyradio.net. They archive all of our radio programs there for the Epiphany Radio Program. Or you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo, diokzoo.org. And if you're interested in coming into the Catholic Church, you know, there's probably about 3 or 4 months left of RCIA training, which is the Rite of Christian Initiation. And if you want to come into the church and at Easter time, I'm sure there's still a few parishes out there who will accept you in if you have some knowledge of Christianity and of the Catholic Church. I'm sure there's some of those parishes that would bring you into their program, help you maybe get caught up with some of the past lessons that you've missed. But let's go right into the readings. Our first reading is from the book of Sirach. This is a wisdom book from the Old Testament, the book of Sirach. And that is God, and it starts as this. God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches who reveres his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children. And when he prays, is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. even if his mind fail. Be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten. Firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our next reading is from Colossians. Colossians 3, 12 through 21. Brothers and sisters, put on God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts. The peace into which you were also called into one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. As in all wisdom, you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands, as it is proper in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and avoid any bitterness toward them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children so they may not become discouraged. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Beautiful reading there from Colossians. We'll touch back on all these a little bit later on, right after we read the gospel. So we see this full fulfillment of these scriptures as the scriptures build upon each other. And our third reading is the gospel of Luke. Luke 2, 41 through 52. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. and Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful readings for us today and to think about. In case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and I'm mainly at St. John Bosco Catholic Church in Mattawan, St. Margaret Mary's in Marcellus, and you can contact me through St. John Bosco's Mattawan anytime. And you know, some powerful readings today, you know, after we get through the holidays, and I was talking with someone about this earlier this week, this last week, about, you know, where we're at in our lives, where we're at in our spiritual lives, how we think about things in our day-to-day life. And if we're not, you know, the church was packed, packed to the gills. And I just think about how different the world would be, how different you and I would be. Of course, I go to church pretty regularly, every week if not more, and I try to make it once or twice during the week. The bread of life, receiving Holy Communion, receiving the sacraments is very powerful, my brothers and sisters. You know, for many years now, over 500 years now, the Protestant Church has taught that the sacraments are not important. And now we see where we're at. There's no more baptism. You know, baptism is falling away. Marriage is falling away. Respect for our parents is falling away. Respect for God and church attendance is falling away. These are all commandments and sacraments. And today we're dealing with the fourth commandment, honoring your mother and your father. And in a certain way, honoring your mother and your father is going to church, going to Mass, praying, not just taking care of your parents and treating them nicely, but honoring the traditions that you were raised in. And the traditions that they were raised in. And really having this faith, having this part of our life set aside for God. A portion of our life set aside for God. And God asks, you know, people say, well, 10%, you know, he wants 10%. Everything that you have is because of God. See? And in this country, we have so much. We are so rich with everything we have. So rich. And yet, for God to ask for just a little bit of our time each week, we find that to be so terrible. And I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, the more terrible you think that is, the sicker you are. I am sure of that. Because God just asked for this small amount of time. No money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about a small amount of your time on Saturday evening or Sunday to come and see him. To come and see God. To honor this other father and mother. Right? The first commandment. This first commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And it really is an act of the will. Origen put that quite well when he was talking about that it's an act of the will. People say, well, I just don't have faith, or I just don't get anything out of church. Well, I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, you're just not trying hard enough. You're not surrendering. Because it's not a matter of what you think you get out of it. It's not watching a movie. It's not reading a book. It's not for entertainment purposes. It's for worship purposes. Now, there's a lot of churches you can go to and you will be entertained. And you will receive no sacraments. But you'll be entertained. You'll be entertained. It will tickle your ears. It will make you laugh or cry. Maybe, maybe not. But is it true worship? Is it, have you made a decision, an act of the will, to love the Lord your God with all your mind? Your heart will follow. But with all your mind, because we make this conscious decision. This is Catholicism. An act of the will. Reasoning. There is a way to reason God into our hearts and into our minds. This that actually happened in human history. God came here as a baby. And I just want to read this from Origen. This is, he talks about with all of our minds. And I've talked about this before too. Which is to say this. On this interpretation of divine omnipotence, science is possible. We cannot predict the result of an experiment because the next time God may decide differently. We cannot even lay down laws of nature based on previous experience, because to call a law is to claim to be able to bind God, which is blasphemy. This is not merely an academic quibble. When the 11th century Muslim philosopher Al-Ghazali propounded this idea, this very idea is captured in mainstream of Islamic thinking and led to the virtual suicide of science in Islam and the abandonment of rational thinking about the physical world and being unnecessarily or sacrilegious or both. We are saved from this by this one little phrase in the gospel about loving God with all of our mind. It is more than mere permission. It is a command to understand, to go out and do science. And it was followed. Whenever Christians had leisure to think, it led to the dazzling 13th century Renaissance and the birth of modern science. And we are still living through its consequences. The examination of science, the scientific method, my brothers and sisters, came through the Catholic Church. That's a fact. The act of the will, the human mind. I will it. God blesses me and ordains me because I choose the right thing. I choose God. I don't choose some selfish act that I'm going to watch football, or I'm not going to believe, or I don't care about the sacraments, or my children can make their own decision for themselves whether they want to get baptized or not. Otherwise, I choose to have courage and not care what my friends think. I have courage to do what my parents did. And my grandparents did. And my parents before them. And them and them. In honoring this fourth commandment. Reminding grown children their responsibilities for their parents. Jesus recalls this a duty of gratitude. That's what the Catechism says about the book of Sirach. If you've never heard about the book of Sirach before, it's one of the wisdom books. And it's only in the Catholic Bible. Because the Protestant Church threw those wisdom books out. Okay? Catholic Church is the first one to compile the Bible. Okay? The Catholic Bible. First. 2,000 years. Okay? Of history. And sooner or later, we have to start opening up our minds and looking at things where people have lied to us. Religions have lied to us. People have lied to us. And we need to look at that. And we need to be frank about it. Preachers, clerics have lied to us about the truth about God. Now, did they get taught and they trusted the person they taught? Maybe so. but also maybe not. They know the truths of the church. They know the truths of Jesus Christ. Then you can't preach that anymore. That infant baptism is meaningless. When actually it is the most beautiful, profound way, the most humble way to receive Christ, to receive the grace of God, with no doubt. And then we have Colossians, this beautiful reading from Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on all these things, right? All these virtues. By charity, we love God and neighbor. Gives us perfect harmony. He who sings, you've heard this before, he who sings prays twice. St. James and St. Paul telling us to pray at all times, addressing one another with hymns and psalms, with all your heart to the Lord. A community of faith, hope, and love. Children, obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. This is also true for business leaders who make rules encouraging fraud, teachers who provoke their children to anger. See? So we have to remember what we teach. We have to remember what we do, the words that come out of our mouths. Where are we leading people? To truth or to lies? God knows our minds. God knows our hearts. And we will be judged on it. This is not some simple game, my brothers and sisters. This is not some simple incident where I make up my own theology, when you know full well that the Catholic Church holds the truth. And yet, well, this is my job to do this. Or that's what I was taught. Or I don't have the courage to break away from my parents or my grandparents. See? It's good to honor, but there is a delicate balance. You do not want to honor a lie. See? It's difficult. I understand it's difficult. It's very difficult. Then on to our gospel reading. Jesus remained in the temple telling his parents he must be about his Father's business. Interesting, isn't it? At the age of 12. It is almost, see what's happening here? The age of 12. We think about our children, you know. They start speaking so profoundly at the age of 4 and 5. We need to listen to our children. We need to not discourage them. We need to encourage them, to love them and treat them with respect, and take them to Mass. Take them to church. Teach them. Love them. Jesus' great respect for the temple and the church. Mary and Joseph present him 40 days after his birth. Christ's whole life is a mystery of redemption, even these early years of his life. But he's obedient to his parents. This fourth commandment, honoring your mother and your father. Jesus is obedient to his own earthly parents. So beautiful. Jesus learns his prayers from guess who? Who does Jesus learn his prayers from? His mother. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, there is no greater love than to learn to love the mother of Jesus Christ, to ask for her intercession, to respect her and honor her as the holiest person, human person. Of course, Jesus is God. And God is God. but Mary in a certain very special way. Christ takes all of his flesh from her, from the woman. See? We see how our society has treated women. We talk about this almost every week. But look what we do. Look at the movies we make. You know? Look at the songs that we've made. You know? I was thinking about that the other day. It's just so, it encourages us to walk away from God. You know? You look at these things that talk about the Supreme Court. Right? Well, maybe we better not have Catholics on there because they're pro-life. They believe in saving lives. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, we're getting to the point where the curtain is going to be drawn between Republicans and Democrats. The curtain, if it hasn't already been drawn. And people who are Democrats, who are part of the Democrat Party, who believe in the Democrat Party, and Republicans too, who are not pro-life, I say, should they even be leaders? I turn it all the way around. Should they even lead us? These men and women who do not believe in human life, do not believe in the sanctity of life, should they be lords over us? That's the real question. That is the real question. This human soul of the Son of God assumed this is endowed with the true human knowledge. As such, this knowledge could not in itself be unlimited. It was exercised in the historical conditions of his existence in space and time. This is why the Son of God could, when he became man, increased in wisdom and stature, in the favor with God and with man. God is learning. God knows everything, but God is learning. There's something to think about with all of our minds. And am I that way? Are we that way? Yes, we are. If we free ourselves from the binding things of this world, from the politics of this world, from the absurdity of this world that tells us that killing a child is the right thing to do. That's an absurdity, my brothers and sisters. If you do not think that's an absurdity, there is a huge problem with your mind and a definite problem with your heart. We must turn away from this. We must turn away from this. Just as Herod killed all those children trying to kill the child Jesus. Just as Herod did that. So we continue to do what we do in this world. May God have mercy on us all. Please be in prayer, my brothers and sisters, with all your mind and with all your hearts, to turn away from the evils of this world, the lies of this world. Enter into the freedom of Jesus Christ, the love, the security, and the joy of Jesus Christ as we head into this new year. Let it be a new year for your mind and for your heart, for true joy and love in your life. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.